I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
Welcome to Buttons and Figs. Buttons and Figs is a podcast for kids about nonsense. I'm your host, Pamela Rogers. Each episode, I'll share a yarn or two of nonsense, sail about in a sieve, and share kid recordings of nonsense created by listeners like you. So each episode, listen for recording challenges that will turn your head green and your hands blue. So let's get started. For this first episode of Buttons and Figs, we're going to sail to the land of the Jumblies. Well, the reason I picked the Jumblies is because they were written by Edward Lear. And if you talk about nonsense literature, Edward Lear's name usually comes up. Like, they're often mentioned together. So if you say to somebody, hey, tell me about some nonsense literature, somebody will say, oh, I know something by Edward Lear. Or the reverse also works. You could be like, hey, who's Edward Lear? And somebody will be like, hey, that guy used to write nonsense. Or it might happen like this. Stop with the nonsense. Just stop. Stop asking about nonsense. Stop talking about nonsense. Because that's what people do a lot when you talk about nonsense. You just tell them that that makes no sense.
Okay, back to Edward Lear. Edward Lear was an English writer, artist, musician, and poet who became beloved for his nonsense. Edward was born in a suburb of London, England, in 1812, and he was the 20th child out of 21, but he was the youngest to survive. Life was difficult for Edward because he had a lot of health problems, including epilepsy, where he would have epileptic seizures. He had asthma, and he also had poor eyesight. And because of all that, he did not receive much formal schooling, but he did learn to draw. And by the age of 16, he had found a job drawing and painting pictures of animals that were held in a zoo of sorts by the Earl of Derby. And it was there that Edward began to write nonsense poems and stories and draw nonsense pictures for the Earl's children. And they loved his nonsense. So he put it all together and published his first nonsense collection in 1846. And it was titled A Book of Nonsense. It's in this book that you'll find The Jumblies. It's a long-form poem about these creatures with green heads and blue hands who decided to sail in a sieve. And even though everyone told them that sailing in a sieve was a really bad idea, guess what? The Jumblies said, we don't care a button. We don't care a fig. And they went anyways. Well, Edward Lear wrote a lot more nonsense, even after this first book. He lived to be 75, and he passed away in 1888. But his nonsense continues to inspire other great artists to this day. We hope to introduce you to many of them on this show. And we're going to start by sharing The Jumblies by Edward Lear, so you can hear their full adventure. And listen closely for what they decided to buy when they land on an island in the Western Sea. Because afterwards, we have a recording challenge for you. The Jumblies by Edward Lear. They went to sea, in a sieve they did. In a sieve they went to sea. In spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day, in a sieve they went to sea. And when the sieve turned round and round, and everyone cried, you'll be drowned! They called aloud, our sieve ain't big, but we don't care a button, we don't care a fig. In in a sieve will go to sea. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. They sailed away in a sieve, they did. In a sieve, they sailed so fast. With only a beautiful pea-green veil, tied with a riband by way of a sail to a small tobacco pipe mast. And everyone said, who saw them go, "Oh, won't they soon be upset, you know? For the sky is dark, and the voyage is long, and happen what may, it's extremely wrong in a sieve to sail so fast." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. The water, it soon came in. It did. The water, it soon came in. So to keep them dry, they wrapped their feet in pinky paper, all folded neat. And they fastened it down with a pin. And they passed the night in a crockery jar. And each of them said, "How wise we are, though the sky be dark and the voyage be long, yet we can never think we were rash or wrong, while round in our sieve we spin." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. And all night long they sailed away, and when the sun went down, they whistled and warbled a moony song to the echoing sound of a coppery gong in the shade of the mountains brown. "Oh, Timbalo, how happy we are when we live in a sieve and a crockery jar. And all night long, in the moonlight pale, we sail away with a pea-green sail in the shade of the mountains brown." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. They sailed to the western sea, they did, to a land all covered with trees. And they bought an owl and a useful cart, and a pound of rice, and a cranberry tart, and a hive of silvery bees. And they bought a pig, and some green jackdaws, and a lovely monkey with lollipop paws, and 40 bottles of ringbo-ree, and no end of Stilton cheese. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. And in 20 years, they all came back. In 20 years or more. And everyone said, "How tall they've grown, for they've been to the lakes and the torrible zone, and the hills of the Chankly Bore." And they drank to their health, and gave them a feast of dumplings made of beautiful yeast. And everyone said, "If we only live, we too will go to sea in a sieve, to the hills of the Chankly Bore." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve.
Well, that does it for my reading of the Jumblies. Here are some kids who are just going to share with you what they might buy if they sailed out to the Western Sea. Take a listen.
My name is Grace, And what I would take to the restroom sea is an extra boat and a life preserver. And I'd... maybe I'd take a refrigerator.
My name is Lee, and I'm 7. And I would like to bring a TV, an Xbox, which is connected to the TV, a hammock and a cat and a guitar and a couch and a boat and a hotel and a house and a roller coaster and all the amusement park rides and let's just say all my friends.
Hello, my name is Tegan and I am 7 years old and this is what I take to the to the sea. Okay, there was Lollipop Land, which I brought along because it was fun with lollipops and candy and the deliciousness of caramel-covered chocolate. Ha, 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 ha.
My name is Grace. I'm 7 years old. Well, maybe 7,000. I would probably bring a cane.
Well, welcome back from the Western Sea. Those were some great things to buy out at the Western Sea. Candy and a cane.
Now it's your turn. What would you bring to the Western Sea? Well, head on over to our website, buttonsandfigs.com, and look for Wordplay Activities. And there you'll find a Mad Lib-style downloadable worksheet to inspire you to sail to the Western Sea with Edward Lear.
So make sure you check out my favorite collection of Edward Lear's to get you started was Masterminded by Daniel Pinkwater. And the illustrations were done by Caleb Brown. And it's titled, His Shoes Were Far Too Tight by Edward Lear. It is just a fabulous collection of his long-form poems, so head on over to your library and check that out. And to find other fabulous sources from the sieve, you can visit me online and I have some links there to both this collection, some information from the Poetry Foundation about Edward Lear, and a great site of his nonsense literature. And that'll do it for our first episode of Buttons and Figs. So till our next episode, when your head turns green and your hands turn blue, thanks for listening to me and you and me. This is Buttons and Figs, a podcast for kids, and I'm your host, Pamela Rogers. Visit your library, make a recording, sail about in a sieve, to www.buttonsandfigs.com. How pleasant to know you are listening.